This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute warrior women and women who work with absolute warrior women give you advice on how to get to the other side of absolute total caca. Here with me today is Catherine Miller. I am absolutely thrilled to have her with us today. Catherine, welcome.
It's great to be here, Nikki.
Thank you. Catherine, in a couple of sentences, would you please introduce yourself to us? Let us know who you are and what, where you're from and what keeps you busy during the day.
I am a lawyer on a mission to change how people divorce and help them divorce with dignity. I'm the founder of the Miller Law Group based in New Rochelle and New York City and New York. And I really work with people to transition from married to divorce in a way that doesn't destroy their families.
Beautiful. I absolutely love that mission. And let me ask you this. So Catherine, as you know, this is a podcast by and for women who have gone through life-shattering situations. Would you be willing to summarize some of the life-shattering situations that your clients go through and what tends to be the worst part of that for them?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that the hardest thing about divorce, and really for women particularly, is the disorientation when you realize that the life that you planned for yourself isn't the life you're going to lead. And I think that that's really difficult when it comes on slowly, but it's particularly difficult when it comes on like overnight, you know, when you find out that your husband, who you thought was a great husband, thinking you have a great marriage, has been a serial adulterer. You know, basically, from the time you came home from your honeymoon, he's had someone else, not the same someone else all that time, but someone else. I mean, that's not an uncommon, believe it or not, scenario. I think that's devastating for people. I think when a woman has dedicated herself to being a, you know, a traditional homemaker, a wife and a mother, and that identity has been so wrapped up around that role as homemaker, to find out that, you know, one's husband doesn't want you anymore, or, you know, has carried on another life or wants to carry on another life, or, you know, a child dies and all of a sudden, you know, the whole marriage and the whole family is turned, you know, upside down. And I think that the biggest challenge about that is how to rebalance a nice sense of, like, you know, getting your feet under you, you know, like who am I? Where am I going? How did this happen? How could I have been so wrong about the situation, and to move forward in a productive, positive way without a lot of anger, sort of desire for revenge, and frankly, self-flagellation. You know, I think it really, that women ultimately, you know, may feel really angry at their soon to be ex or the situation or whatever, but ultimately beneath all of that is anger at themselves for not having caught it sooner.
Absolutely. And what I'm hearing and feeling and what you're saying about not only the calamity, sort of the shock of having sudden news that rocks your world, but that also it's a threat to your very identity.
Absolutely. Exactly. And confidence. So your sense of who you are is all of a sudden proven to be wrong, and you have no way of reorienting yourself in a new identity, because it's been taken. And I think that's what's really tough. And finding that again, the sort of the threads of who am I, and being able to, and with the work that you do, helping people find those threads and weave them back into a new fabric that's stronger and better, but it does take time and it's not easy to do.
Absolutely. And that leads me directly into my next question, which is that it takes a warrior, it takes so much strength. And as you mentioned, it takes time to get to that other side. And given that divorce, particularly a higher conflict divorce, can take a period of years over time getting to that other side. And I imagine that for you, Catherine, you witness many of your clients starting to find that strength and starting to weave those threads, and also actually witnessing them get to that other side. So the question that I have for you is, what for your clients are some of the joys and some of the best parts about when they do get to that other side?
Well, I think to be able to discover a stronger, better self that they have more confidence in is really an amazing thing. I was talking to a client of mine today who's in the middle of her divorce, and it's a difficult divorce. And she has a family member who's sick, and she's gone to another state to help that family member. She goes, it's amazing how well I manage under stress now. You know, like I have these new skills that, and she's like, I'm like, well, that's the silver lining. She goes, it is a silver lining. So, you know, those kinds of things, being able to realize, you know what, I can do this. I am strong enough. And even if you doubt yourself in the small hours of the morning, or, you know, when things get really difficult, I think if you put together a team of professionals who can help you find those threads and work with them to focus on who you are, what your core values are, and where you want to go in your life, that's an amazing opportunity to create a life that you could never have dreamed of before. Even though, you know, maybe I sound like Pollyanna here, like it's going to be better than it was. It's going to be really tough for a long time. And then if you wanted to and you work toward it, you can, I think, find a better, more confident, truer self than was before.
You know, Catherine, I don't think that's Pollyanna at all. I think that's absolutely realism, right? It's gonna suck. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be harder perhaps than anything you've ever gone through. And there absolutely are pretty good chances that it could be better than it ever was, 100%. And I'm finding that on this podcast is the stories that I'm hearing of women who go through back-breaking multiple situations that are traumatic and they come back from it.
Yeah, and they learn so much. And you know, other thing, Nikki, is that they have so much to offer other people. You know, and I think that when people join together, or women join together, and they're able to share their pain and to help someone else, that is also an incredibly rewarding experience. I think that's true for people who've gone through illness or widowhood or, you know, anything like that, that sharing that and sharing the experience makes everybody stronger too.
Yes, I completely agree. And what I'd love to hear about now is one of the things that I'm finding on this podcast is that really strong warrior women have a tendency to band together. They have a tendency to travel in packs. So what I'm wondering is, who are some other brave warrior women, perhaps women who you know personally, or women who have been inspirational sources of inspiration to your clients, who've gone through that kind of rough situation and come out on the other side, and would be really guests on a really good guests on a podcast just like this one?
Well, I think actually a friend of mine comes to mind. Her name is Michelle Smith. She's a financial professional based in the city. She has an organization based in New York City. She has an organization, you know, really based around helping women. She has a program called, I think it's called Mom to CEO, or maybe Mom to CFO, but it's really about getting control of finances. You know, I speak to so many women who have abdicated, in their view, the responsibility for the finances to the husband, and feel like a fool for having done that because they don't understand anything. So I think Michelle would be really terrific from that perspective. She also has experience of divorce herself and has, I think she'd be a great guest as well on your show. That's who comes immediately to mind.
That's great. Absolutely wonderful. My kind of theory is that getting your finances in line is one of the top things. As I think there are two shortcuts to coming back from, I'll say, multiple types of traumatic experiences. One being getting your body in shape, coming back to your body and getting in the best shape of your life. And number two is getting your finances in order.
Yeah, nothing like that to make you feel like a warrior.
Yeah, so huge. So we've come now, Catherine, to really the essence of this podcast, which is, if you could give, let's say, one or two pieces of advice to women who are in the thick of crisis right now on how to get to that other side, what would you tell them?
And I think there are two things. One is inner focused and the other is outer focused. And the inner focused thing is to focus on yourself. What is most important to you? Who are you? Work on you, right? Not blaming, not angry, but the pieces are about your own wishes, hopes, and dreams. If you could build the life you wanted outside your marriage, who would you want to be? And then work toward that. Work toward who you want to be proactively and creatively and constructively. That's one piece. And the other piece is find something you really love to do and do it. Right? If it's creative, the better. But dance, pottery, if you always want to take a painting class, if it's dancing, you know, I don't care what it is, but just something that's outside yourself that lets you enjoy life and enjoy it.
And I love that piece of advice, because it's not an activity that's about anyone but you, including your children. It's not about your children. It's not about your ex. It's not about your situation. It's something completely different.
That's right. And if it's creative, it gives you an opportunity to like see it. If you come home with the vase you made or the painting you made, or or you learn to dance and you go to dances, with your girlfriends or not. It doesn't really matter. It just gets you out of yourself and gives you an opportunity to really enjoy life, even if it's for small moments at a time.
Awesome. Yeah. And it really is one day at a time. Catherine, my last question for you, since on this podcast, we're all about being epic. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I would love to see the future, because, so many people like come in and they're like, well, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'd love to be able to know what people should do and know that it was going to be right. Now, honestly, having said that, I think I'm pretty good at helping people see their situation in a different way than they already see it, and to get out of the, what I call a conflict trap, where they're trapped in a conflict dynamic with someone and it's not going well, which is of course what my clients deal with all the time. But I'd like to be able to guarantee them that what I'm telling them to do is right.
Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah, if you could bottle that, man, you could like quadruple your rates. Oh, that's so great. Catherine, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
You can find us in two places. One is at the law firm website, which is www.westchesterfamilylaw.com, westchesterfamilylaw.com. And you can also find me on my podcast website, which is www.divorcedialogues.com.
Wonderful. Catherine, thank you. This is Nikki Bruno with Catherine Miller on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.